is necessary. US/TC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules. Oh, oh, oh.
To you once I figured it out, you were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror, my mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. And now it's clear as this promise that we're making to perfection. It's what, 'cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror's staring back at me, staring back at me. Oh.
No. Lifelock.us.
You're hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Hi, you've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, Delilah. My name is Annalisa. And how are you?
Annalisa, I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. What can I do for you tonight?
I've been listening to your radio station for the past years. I just want to say I love Rakesh Khan. He's been a wonderful boyfriend for the past 6 months.
What's his name, Rocky?
Rakesh.
Rakesh.
Yes.
And is this somebody that you'd like to spend the next 6 months and then the next 60 years with?
Yes, the rest of my life.
And does he know this is how you feel?
I don't think so.
So it's our little secret right now. Shall we let him in on this little secret that maybe he should be thinking about forever? Because you certainly have picked out your dress already.
Yes.
Okay, what song can I play for you?
I don't know. You've been doing a wonderful job, so you everything in your hands.
I will find a good song for you. You have a great night.
forever with you, baby.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm too controlled when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control when you're not next to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem isn't what your body like, a feeling like a bad habit. Bad habits, how to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon black magic and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict. And I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees.
Kenny, what can I do for you on the Delilah Show?
I'm calling in. I would like to dedicate a song. I have met this wonderful person who means the world to me. When I do get to see her, it's, you know, it's like I freeze up. I don't know how to tell her in words how she really makes me feel.
What's her name?
Sharon.
So are you dating Sharon? Are you in a dating relationship or you're just friends?
No, it hasn't gone to a dating relationship yet.
You haven't even gotten to that stage to say, by the by, I think you're really nice. Can I take you out sometimes forever?
Well, I know we've gone out a couple times, you know, as friends, dancing. And, you know, like I said, she is...
Kenny, how old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Are you getting any younger?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Is she?
No, ma'am.
Does she make your heart go pitter-pat?
Yes.
Do you look in her eyes and just get lost?
Yes, I do.
Do you dream about her at night and wish that you could wake up next to her smiling face?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't need to waste any more time here, Kenny. We need to get down to business.
Yes, ma'am.
So how about I find the words that you're having a hard time spitting out?
Please do.
I will play a song. What's her name again? Sharon?
Sharon.
I'll play a song for Sharon. Can you at least call her and just say, by the way, Sharon, buddy, friend, you should turn the Delilah Show on and call me back shortly if you hear anything?
Yes, I can.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, because I will find the words in a song to let Sharon know that, you know, you got a bad.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And then if she calls you back and says, let's go out tonight, you know, she feels the same way. If you don't hear from her for a few weeks, probably not a good sign.
Okay.
If she calls and says, I'm going to be washing my hair for the next 2 months, then you know that Sharon's not the one.
I do hope that, you know, that things can work out and that me and her can be a couple. I love her to death.
Let me see what I can do to help.
Thank you.
When your legs don't work like they used to before,
and I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same.
So, what are you doing tonight? Are you spending time with someone you love? Maybe you're doing an art and craft project, making something fun. Are you an artist who loves to create? You're not satisfied. You don't feel fulfilled unless you're creating. In my case, unless I'm creating a mess. I love to do art projects. I love to paint and draw and do clay, but it seems like I make a bigger mess than I create anything of lasting beauty. If you're working on creating something special tonight, I hope that your creative juices are flowing and that you feel inspired. We will be here to try to inspire you throughout the night with stories and songs and just ways to touch your heart. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
A snob is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his foot. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No,
Delilah, welcome to the Delilah Show. Who's on your heart?
My boyfriend, Victor.
How long have you been dating?
Well, our anniversary is Sunday. It's our two-year anniversary.
And what song defines your relationship?
I was hoping you could help me.
You've made it 2 years and you don't have your song yet?
No.
Oh, my word. It's a good thing you called me.
Yes.
It's such a good thing that you called the professional.
Yes, I listen to your show all the time.
I mean, oh my word, imagine what could have happened if you had tried to do this on your own. It would just be bad.
Yes.
So I will find a good song for you too. You're not the only one celebrating an anniversary. I know another couple celebrating 3 years this Sunday.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'll play it for both of you.
Okay, thank you.
Heart beats fast, colors and promises. How to be brave, how can I love when I'm afraid to fall, watching you stand.
dreams where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
I'm a dreamer. I am always dreaming new dreams. My problem is sometimes I don't always follow through. Well, more than sometimes. But there are some thoughtful people who have helped me to make some of those dreams come true. Some very thoughtful people who have helped me put the foundation beneath the dreams that I dreamed in the clouds. Are you a dreamer? Do you help other people to make those dreams come true? Tonight, I'm going to dream a little dream with you. You're listening to Delilah.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad?
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro.
Our Delilah Dilemma tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma says, over 25 years ago, my parents kicked me out of their house at the age of 16 when they learned that I was gay. Soon after, I found the love of my life, and we had 13 wonderful years together before he passed. The years after his death, I struggled with addiction. I have been clean for 3.5 years now. I just found out I have lymphoma, and I'm also HIV positive. I have a longing to reconnect with my family, but I'm not sure if they would want to. They are the type that believe that you choose to be an addict just as you choose to be gay. So I would love to have some advice on how to handle this dilemma. Sincerely, from Chris. Chris, I will have my words of love for you coming up next.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from someone that got kicked out of his family's life a quarter of a century ago because of his sexual orientation. He says, I feel a longing to reconnect with my family, but I'm not sure if they would want to. Chris, if they have made no effort to reach out to you in all these years to acknowledge your existence, to try to connect with you, then I am guessing that any effort on your part is not going to be received the way you are hoping it will. You can try, but if you do reach out without any expectations. Because if they wanted to be connected to you, it seems to me like they would have let you know that somewhere along the way, okay? You cannot set yourself up for another heartache. You can't. Your heart can't handle it and your health can't handle it. So do not set yourself up for another heartache. If you want to reach out and say, I'm thinking of you, I miss you, I would like to reconnect with you, then do that. But don't do it with expectations of how they will respond. Because it does not sound like they understand what unconditional love is. So reach out if that will help your heart, but do so without any expectations. Because it doesn't sound like they understand the gift of unconditional love. That said, I am sure you've got people in your life who love you unconditionally. That's where you should be putting your energy, in the people who love you and support you just the way you are.
Why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you.
You found Delilah on New York's Light at Night. Our phone lines are open, 1-800-222-1067. I give you that number so that you can call. And if you have a dilemma, a Delilah dilemma, a situation you can't quite figure out what to do. Truth be told, you probably know what to do. You probably have an inkling of what you should do. Or maybe you know exactly what you should do. You're just trying to find the strength and the courage to do it. Well, call me and I will share my wisdom. I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I don't have all the answers. God knows I don't have the answers for my own life. But I have been around the block a few times. And I do have some pretty good insights on a lot of situations. And if nothing else, I can just listen and help you sort through what it is that is driving you crazy. What it is that's got you all bound up in knots. 1-800-222-1067. You're listening to The Lila.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.